First off, it's all about the you.
Me and my niggas, we ballin'. We don't do no talk. Sit out when I'm ballin'. In my closet, I'm fallin'. Pullin' up on our farms. Ignore us. I'm ballin'. I'm ballin'. Me and my niggas, we ballin'. We don't do no talkin'. I see it, I want, I bought it. In my closet, I'm fallin'. Pullin' up in our farms. Pullin' all they norms. You niggas ballin'. I'm ballin' like I'm George. This love, you can see ballin'. Every day I spend like fallin'. I'ma say I'm fallin'. So don't wanna call me Charlotte. My money's so gorgeous. My niggas got guns, no artists. They see me, they yardin'. Pullin' up in our farms. That's all on my body. Don't make me catch a body. This street shit is my hobby. Rapping for a nigga like hockey. These hoes are cheeky. They say they like my steeds. They say I got everything that a nigga dream. I say that his bitch wanna fuck me.
Welcome to another episode of the CanesInsight.com podcast. I'm Larry, and we're back for a twofer this week. Yesterday, Pete and I sat down with Southridge High School safety Jamal Carter. If you haven't listened to that interview yet, get on it. But tonight, we talk with Canes commitment tight end from Louisiana, Standish Dobarn. There's no breaking Canes news or anything on that front, so I'm going to play some Lil Boosie. And on the other side, Pete and I interview Standish Dobarn.
Boosie badass, Boosie boo. Boosie boo. What's up, nigga? Young world. What up, Stacks?
What up, nigga?
Money. Be about your money. Be about your paper.
By all means
necessary.
All means necessary.
Be about money. Oh, yeah.
Purple stain, purple drink by the peak. Straight raw white girl by the whole feet. I'm on the block trying to get it. Y'all know they touch my hand, I'm trying to flip it. We the ballers, we the stunners, nigga. Y'all trying to put her. We got the cheapest prices in town. I'm on the block trying to get it.
Y'all know they touch my hand.
I'd like to welcome Standish Dobarn to the show. How are you doing tonight, man?
What's up?
Not too much. Hey, I want to first congratulate you on winning a state title this year. How's it feel to win states this year?
It felt real good.
What do you think was your favorite memory from this season? Like, what would you take away from it?
My favorite memory was me throwing up to you when I scored up in the state championship game.
Awesome. A lot of folks on the forum wanted to know if you have a nickname that everyone calls you.
Well, everybody called me Stan. Or they call me Stan, and some people call me Big Money.
Do you consider yourself the best high school player in Louisiana?
Yeah, I do.
Who would be number two?
I have to give it to my boy, Deshaun Smith, yeah. Or Tim Williams.
When you're on the field, what's your go-to trash talk?
Like when I'm on the field, when I'm talking yeah. Trash?
Yep.
I tell him it's a match against boys.
A poster named Gru wants to know, do you expect to get major playing time next year, or are you cool with redshirting?
I'm cool with it. It's best for the team.
What were some of the selling points by Coach Fish before you committed?
Mm-hmm. Watching them practice, and I was saying how they was trying to get the ball to the tight end and the different tight end sets that they have.
All right, now Standish, when did Miami start recruiting you, and did you ever think about taking any other visits after you committed?
Miami started recruiting me, I think I'm going to have to go over like right before the season. No, I'm tripping. Like right before the summer started.
And, you know, something that I think is interesting is that it seems like you're like one of the strongest commitments out of everyone in the class, and you're not even from Miami, you're not even from the state of Florida. Why is that? Even though you're in Louisiana, you know, LSU's there, you're an SEC country, but you're still the strongest commitment to Miami. Why is that?
Well, since I was younger, I was a Miami fan, and my favorite tight ends come from Miami, and the style of play, the city, everything about Miami, I just love it, and it just makes me feel like when I was there, I felt like I was at home. I felt comfortable.
And who was your favorite player growing up?
My favorite player growing up? My favorite player is Vernon Davis.
Okay. Now, we have someone on the message board named Jersey Kane who wants to know, how often do you talk to your boy Tim Williams about getting him down to Miami?
I talk to him a lot about getting to Miami, but I just tell him to make the best decision. I don't want to force him anywhere that he's not comfortable with. But when I talk to him, he's comfortable about Miami, so we talk about playing a lot.
All right. Now, do you think it's a good chance Miami lands him?
Yeah, I think it's a good possibility, a great possibility.
A lot of the posters on our forum think the name Standish is pretty unique. They want to know, how did you get your name?
Well, I don't even know how I got it. I'm named after my father.
Okay, all right. Whose game do you pattern yourself after as a tight end?
Jimmy Graham.
What's your biggest strength on the football field?
I'm going to have to go with being more hungry than the next person.
What do you think you also need to improve on when you get to Miami?
I'm going to have to say route running and quickness.
All right, Standish, you know, Louisiana is one of the biggest pipelines for the NFL and for college. You know, a lot of big-time players come from there. What do you think it is about that area that makes the players different that come out of there?
In Louisiana?
Yeah.
Well, I think in Louisiana, that's all we do is play football. And everybody from where I'm from, they're competitive. And whatever we do, we compete hard against each other. And that's what everybody's doing in the world. In Louisiana, we play football.
And, you know, you just mentioned a minute ago that Jimmy Graham is someone that you kind of try to model your game after. Is he your favorite Miami tight end of all time, or is there someone else you kind of look up to also?
It's Jimmy Graham.
Okay. You know, you have two big teammates in the 2014 class, Speedy Noyo and Gerald Willis. Do you ever talk to them at all about Miami?
Yeah, I talked to Gerald Willis.
And do you think he likes Miami?
Yeah, he likes Miami.
Okay, cool.
Standish, what neighborhood did you grow up in?
I grew up in the Cutoff in Algiers, west bank of New Orleans.
For someone who's never been there, can you describe it for him?
It's rough. Not the best neighborhoods, but you know, people get by in it.
Earlier this year, you in an article, you stated that you thought you could learn a lot from current Miami commit Bo Sandlin. What do you think you could learn from him?
Well, I think I could learn a lot of things. I think I could learn everything. He is a awesome player to watch, and I knew he was going to be an awesome player on the build around. His game is on another level, and I just want to take notes from him. And anything he got on his game, I'm just willing to learn from him.
Have you reached out to Bo yet?
Yeah, we talked.
What do you hate most about Florida State?
What I hate most about Florida State? I don't really know that much about Florida State, but I know they don't throw the ball to their tight end, so I have to go with that.
The UNUF said, another poster on our sites, wanted to know, what are your expectations for this upcoming visit?
To get some big commits, that's all I'm really going to be working on, trying to get some more commits.
Is there anybody specifically that you want to sell when you come down here?
I really want to sell Tim Williams. And if what's the linebacker name, number 6, for those in the American game?
Matthew Thomas.
Yeah, Matthew Thomas. Them two are the biggest ones.
All right, Tim. Standish. We're going to end it here on some rapid-fire questions, you know, just some quick questions. Answer them however you want. What current Canes player are you looking forward to meeting the most?
I'm going to have to go with Darius Hughes.
All right. What school are you looking forward to playing against the most?
Florida.
In your opinion, who's the best rapper of all time?
Will you repeat that?
Who's the best rapper of all time?
Chief Keef.
You 300?
Yeah, I'm 300.
Who's the best football player from Edna Carr of all time?
I'm gonna have to go with Speed and Nug.
Wow, over yourself?
Yeah, he's amazing.
What is your favorite cereal?
Applejacks.
Would you rather have a big block that knocks someone out or a touchdown catch?
A touchdown catch.
What's your favorite place to eat in Louisiana?
Familiar Grill.
What number do you want to wear in Miami?
5.
Cash money or no limit?
Cash money.
Now, this is the last question that I got to ask you this one. What do you think about Lil Boosie? I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, man. I love Lil Boosie. I hope he be free. And that's one of my favorite rappers. And I'm always listening to him. One of my favorite rappers.
I'm right there with you, man. Free Boosie for sure.
Yeah, free Boosie.
Hey, he's coming out soon. Hey, the streets will have their music soon. Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks a lot, Standish.
All right.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
All right, that'll wrap up this episode. Again, I'd like to thank Standish Dovard for joining the show, and I'd like to thank all of our users who submitted and continue to submit questions. If you want your voice heard, don't be scared. Leave us a voicemail at 786-233-9164, or you can email us at canesinsight@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. For Pete, I'm Larry, and...
Well... Bye.
We don't care about nobody except this you. We don't.
And if you're not done with that,
you can all go to fucking hell. You can all go to hell.
This is for the bourbons and the Cadillacs with the 10 and the 12 going in the back. This is for the players of the Pimps and Max with the Benz and the Venom and the paper stacks. This is for the bourbons.
Still tripping, I ain't dead.